The next presentation is by Jamal Mohamed Khani from the Department of Physics and Astronomy. Jamal's presentation is titled, Let's See the Phase of Photons for Quantum Computers.
Photons are such a strange thing. They are everywhere, yet their nature remains mysterious. Throughout history, they have been able to control clusters of photons, aka particles of light, and that's why we owe our civilization's progress to technologies that come with this power. But let's not stop there. Instead, let's venture into uncharted territories and ask ourselves, could we push the boundaries and manipulate a single photon? If you find this question intriguing, as I do, then I'd like to invite you to hear about my thesis, which revolves around constructing a gate that controls the phase of light with light itself. By the way, the phase of light could be perceived as a time delay. If you were dealing with humans, coordinating them would be as easy as pie. But here's the catch. Convincing these particles, always on the move, at the speed of light to cooperate is no easy feat. They simply don't talk with each other, as you can see on this light. Yet, I've made it my mission to convince them otherwise. By standing on the shoulders of giants, I'm leveraging a technique called electromagnetically induced transparency. Such a mouthful of jargon, eh? But set aside the technicalities, let's envision this. Using a special medium to transfer the message of an initial photon to a later one. The first photon alters the properties of the medium as it passes through, and that becomes the communication channel for the second photon to receive the message. The second photon acknowledges the signal and adjusts accordingly. Voila, mission accomplished, right? Well, it's not quite that simple, since it turns out we cannot get a desirable phase shift with this setup. In a nutshell, though, it's the core idea of my thesis. To achieve full mastery over the phase of photon, let's take it a step further and recruit a new player into the mix, a trap known as a cavity. We believe that in the previous setup, the initial photon didn't have enough time to convey the full message to its successor, as it passed through the medium too quickly. The cavity, as this diagram on the slide, serves to amplify the influence of an initial photon on the later one, providing a boost to the communication process, since the photon is being trapped inside and goes back and forth dozens and dozens of times. With this notion, we aim to achieve giant phase shifts and fully control it via the mediator. You might have been pondering, why C-phase gate matters at all? Well, control phase gate is one of the fundamental elements for making a universal quantum computer for a brighter future. So, join me in unraveling the mysteries of photons as we journey towards unlocking the full potential of single photon manipulation and paving the way for a new era of science and technology. Thank you.